Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today we have an exciting story about a major partnership in the autonomous vehicle sector. Uber is investing $300 million in the US electric vehicle maker Lucid. This deal is a big step for both companies, don't you think?
Absolutely, Alice. Uber is not just investing money, but also purchasing 20,000 vehicles from Lucid. This makes Uber the second largest shareholder in Lucid, right after the Saudi Public Investment Fund. That's a significant move, especially considering the competitive landscape in the autonomous vehicle market.
Yes, and the deal involves customized versions of Lucid's Gravity SUV. These vehicles will be equipped with technology from Nuro, a self-driving startup. The rollout is set to begin in a large US city next year and will span 6 years. It's fascinating to see how Uber is aligning with multiple tech companies to advance their autonomous taxi services.
Dara Khosrowshahi, Uber's CEO, has been vocal about his vision for autonomous vehicles. He mentioned that these vehicles have the potential to transform cities positively. By partnering with Nuro and Lucid, Uber is creating a purpose-built robo-taxi program tailored for their platform. It's clear they're serious about this transition.
Right, and Uber isn't just investing in Lucid. They're also making a significant investment in Nuro, which develops sensors and self-driving software. Although the exact figures are not disclosed, it's reported to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. This places Uber in Nuro's Series E funding round, which values the company at $6 billion.
This is a substantial commitment for Khosrowshahi as he pivots Uber towards self-driving taxis. Uber has already partnered with Waymo in the US, Baidu in Asia and the Middle East, and traditional car makers like Volkswagen. But they face stiff competition from Alphabet and Amazon, who have deeper pockets for investment. How do you think Uber will manage to keep up with these tech giants?
Well, the capital infusion and the commitment to purchase tens of thousands of vehicles could provide much-needed relief for Lucid. The company has faced significant financial challenges, with almost $6 billion in net losses in 2023 and 2024. However, Lucid's shares have surged by over 46% in New York this morning.
That's a positive sign, especially after a tumultuous period for Lucid. The founder, Peter Rawlinson, stepped down earlier this year, and Mark Winterhoff was appointed as interim CEO. The company was buy-laid out by the Saudi Public Investment Fund, which now owns 58% of Lucid after injecting an additional $1.5 billion in August last year.
And it's worth noting that the Saudi fund is also a significant shareholder in Uber, owning 3.5%, which is valued at $6.6 billion after a 50% rise in Uber's stock this year. That's an interesting connection between the two companies.
Indeed, the financial commitment from Uber is estimated to be around $2 billion, based on the cost of the vehicles and the additional Nuro sensor kit. Nuro's technology will be integrated during the assembly of the vehicles at Lucid's factory in Arizona. Uber hasn't commented on the specific financial terms of the deal, but it's clear they're making a long-term bet.
Mark Winterhoff, Lucid's interim CEO, sees this partnership as a starting point for a longer and bigger relationship. He mentioned that it's validation by Uber and a stepping stone into the robotaxi market. Dave Ferguson from Nuro also highlighted that the 20,000 vehicles represent a minimum commitment and that the per-mile cost will be competitive compared to other providers.
And he emphasized that this isn't going to be a subsidized product. So, Uber is aiming for a sustainable and profitable model with these autonomous taxis. It's an exciting development that could reshape the future of urban transportation. What do you think, Alice?
I think it's a bold move, especially considering the risks involved in autonomous technology. But with partnerships like this, Uber is positioning itself as a leader in the next generation of ride-hailing services. It will be interesting to see how this unfolds over the next few years.
Agreed. Thanks for joining us today, Alice. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more updates on the UK business scene. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a great day.